All right, next item on the agenda is item number two, PR 2024-010653, DHO waiver 2025-00026, and DHO waiver application number 2025-00027. Bohannon Houston Incorporated, Yolanda Padilla Moyer, and Kimberly Legan. Agents for MDS Investments LLC request the aforementioned action for all or portion of lot tract 1 and 5, Ariste, zoned PC, located on University Boulevard Southeast, containing approximately 158.4669 acres in area. Ms. Moyer, good morning.
Good morning.
Let me swear you in real quick, and then I'll give you an opportunity to tell us about your proposal, okay? Do you swear or affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Yolanda Moyer with Bohannon Houston, agent for Titan Development, for the Ariste subdivision located in Mesa del Sol. These waivers are in conjunction with a preliminary plat submittal we have also submitted that will be heard next week. They're in support of that. Last week we did hear the deferral of sidewalk, which got approved. Today we're looking for the waivers on the center line radius, which is allowed per the DPM with the traffic engineer's approval. We're also unclear whether or not it needed a waiver, or so we just did one. And then we do have a block length waiver as well for specific areas where it doesn't make sense to have pedestrian or vehicular traffic that exceed the 600 block length requirement.
Okay, thank you. Anything else at this point?
No, sir.
All right, thank you so much. Let me ask for any members of the public that wish to provide testimony on item number two. That's PR 2024-010653. If you'd use the raise your hand feature or otherwise let us know that you'd like to testify. I'm scrolling through and not seeing anyone. Last call for any member of the public wishing to provide testimony on item number two. All right, let's move on to our let's hear from our DFT staff. Mr. Gutierrez, let's start with the Water Authority. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead, please.
The Water Authority has no objections to either application. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Code enforcement will be next. Is that back to Mr. Ibarra?
The plat that you were showing, the current plat.
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer. Good morning again.
Thank you, sir. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, please.
Code enforcement didn't provide any comments for this request.
Okay. Parks and Rec will be next. Mr. Rodenbeck, thank you so much. Do you swear or affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jay Rodenbeck. So Parks and Recreation had no objections to this request, but they noted that for future site development, a street tree landscaping plan with site plan submittal that meets requirements of 560 of the IDL will be required.
Ms. Moyer, any questions about that comment from Parks?
Not at this time.
Okay, good. Thank you so much. Hydrology will be next. Mr. Chin. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
All right, what does hydrology say, please?
Hydraulic has a broad grading drainage plan with the engineer stamp date of August 22nd, 2025. Hydraulic has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Armijo, transportation will be next. Sir, do you swear affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, please.
Okay. The original submittal, the applicant had forgotten to address all 10 criteria for the waiver. But they did see my comments, and they did provide those criteria, explanations for those criteria yesterday. I did look at them, and so transportation is satisfied. We have no objection.
Mr. Armijo, thank you. And to Ms. Moyer's previous comment about the centerline radius waiver, can you or someone else on the team confirm that? Is that required in this particular situation, or is it just the block length?
I believe it's just the block length. I don't think that the centerline radius needs to be a waiver. I don't remember. I mean, I remember approving changes to radius without waiver requests.
Okay. Well, let's continue down that path, and then we'll correct ourselves if need be.
Okay.
Next is comments from planning. Who will be providing those?
It'll be me, sir.
Mr. Webb, thank you so much. Do you swear affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, the applicant team addressed all the criteria within 66P3 for a waiver. And then also Mesa del Sol does have particular guidelines for residential development. So we had no further objections.
Okay.
And it was my understanding that they would need a waiver request for both, but Jay can clarify that a little bit better than I can.
Okay, yes, just saw his hand go up. Mr. Rodenbeck, let me swear you in. Do you swear affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do. I was wondering.
Go ahead.
Okay, so a question for Ernest here. So if there's an issue with the centerline radius, what would be the other, I mean, are you thinking this is a determination request with the plat?
That's hard to say because, I mean, it's like, that's, I think that's how we've handled it in the past, but I'd have to brush up a little bit more to make sure, because I don't want to lead anybody down the wrong path and have them expect things without all the proper paperwork.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I mean, I'll just note that they've already applied for the waiver, that basically, I mean, if they could get approved for a determination request for this action, I mean, basically the waiver would be going above and beyond, in my opinion, that requirement. So I think the DHO would be okay with approving a waiver for that particular request. So that's where I stand on that. My other comment was just a note to Yolanda that to please note those waiver requests on the plat if they're not already noted as a note.
Yes, so we will, because we submitted the package at one time, the preliminary plat didn't have them on there because they weren't approved yet. So what we can do is add them to the preliminary plat and then upload that back to the package just to show that they're there.
Perfect.
And if I may also speak on the center line, this is only for where the center line is 90 degrees. The DPM states that it is allowed to be 75 with the approval of the traffic engineer. And just, I don't think it's a determination or a waiver. That's just my opinion. But in order to not be hung up in the approval, we requested a waiver and we've done so in the past as well. And so just moving forward, it would be nice for some clarification. Like I said, I don't mind doing a waiver, but if it's not necessary, I'd also like to not have to do one if it's not necessary. So just maybe we can just talk offline about that at a later date.
Okay. I think that as Yolanda brought up, if the DPM specifically states that we can go down to 75 degrees and, you know, with engineer's approval, then I don't believe that we would need a waiver on that. That sounds like it would just be, okay, engineer, either city engineer or traffic engineer, will you allow this, yes or no? I think it becomes as simple as that.
And I guess Yolanda Bohannon Houston, I guess my concern is that, you know, we're getting a preliminary plat approved. And if my preliminary plat approved is with those, do I need to get, is that justification that it's been approved, or do I need to get an email from Ernest from you ahead of time so that I can include in my package? I just don't want to get hung up where there's nothing that says that I got approved in an official manner and it comes back to say I can't do it. That's just where I'm at.
No. I see where you're coming from. This is Ernest Armhill. I would say if you run into these situations in the future, I mean, because like Jay said, you've already gone above and beyond with the waiver, so
yeah,
you'll be fine with this one. But in the future, when these come up, you can email me beforehand. You can bring
okay.
it up in the sketch plat.
Perfect.
Either way, just so you have something on the record saying that we said, no, it's good.
Okay, that's what I'm looking for. Thank you so much. Didn't mean to get off topic.
You're good. You're good. We need to know these things. Mr. Rodenbeck, I see that your hand is up.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I believe we've approved waivers like these before for this particular, and it's probably been Bohannon Houston that we've approved them for past platting actions. So I think this is a process that we followed in the past. I remember this one for like La Quintista maybe. I don't recall exactly the plat, but I believe we've had these in the past. And this is a process we follow. So, but it's a good point to bring up if we need to actually, if an applicant needs to go through this waiver process in the first place. So that's a good point to bring up.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, sir. All right, anyone else from the review team needing to make a comment, wanting to make a comment? Not seeing anybody as I scroll through here. All right, Ms. Moyer, let's go back to you. Any questions, comments for our DFT members?
No, sir, I think I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, let's start with. As you're aware, as you provided, there's specific criterion as it relate criteria as it relates to waivers. Why don't we start with the first one, 2025-00026. Can you give us just a breakdown on how this waiver meets the block length or how it meets the standards for a waiver on the block length?
Yes, sir. So the standard criteria is 600 feet. You are allowed a deviation of 10%, which is to 660. There are a couple that are within that 660. I also requested a waiver, being that I was requesting waivers to that deviation, just so it's on record. Two of them that I'm requesting are actually private alleys, which I don't know if that adheres to the same standard of the 660 because they're private accesses to private garages, but in the event I still requested a waiver just to make sure that we were covered. So that is the two northern ones are those two alleys that are longer. One is actually within the 660, the other one is slightly longer. And then the other two are the two southern ones, which I believe one is like 670 and the other one is like 720 to provide a pedestrian access or a vehicular access to split those blocks really doesn't make any sense, being that it's a true gridded street that goes west to east and they're probably all going to the Pond Park Trail. So somebody to cut through those blo that one particular block just in my opinion doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Just to meet that 600 criteria, because pedestrians would be going to the east or to the west, somewhere in between, if they're in that area. So that was the justification to my block length waiver for those two particular streets, which I
Thank
believe
you.
are Hauser and I'm trying to look at here, Solar. So.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Rodenbeck, I saw that your hand went up, Mr. Rodenbeck.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Yolanda can finish going through her justifications. I just have a question about a deviation that she mentioned after she goes through justifications.
Okay, we'll
Oh,
come back. Go
I'm
ahead.
complete. I'm complete.
Okay. Yolanda, this is Jay Rodenbeck. You mentioned a deviation request. Do you?
No. So the DPM allows for a deviation of
Yes.
10%. So if you look at Hauser is 638, which is within that 10% deviation request. And so in lieu of doing a deviation, because I was already doing waiver requests, I just included them all in one.
Okay.
I'm not looking for a determination. I'm just saying that it is allowed a deviation, I think, without a public hearing of that 10%, but you can correct me on that. But
You're
being,
good.
yeah,
This is Jay
but being,
Rodenbeck. So, yeah. If you had any deviation requests, I was going to mention that and note that you need to include them with your preliminary plat, not with the waiver request, but sounds like you're good.
yeah, I had to do waivers anyway for the block length. So I was just noting that I'm within that deviation allowable, but I'm requesting a waiver regardless because I exceed the 600.
All right, thank you, Ms. Moyer. Similarly, can we talk very quickly just about the justification you provided for the waiver for the DPM centerline standards?
Yes, sir.
Just go
So,
ahead, very quickly.
yeah, so per the DPM, and I was trying to find the section where we're looking at here, and as it's been in the past, there's a minimum centerline radius for residential roads, but there is an asterisk that says if you're doing a 90 degree turn, you're allowed to use a 75 foot radius at the determination of the traffic engineer.
Yes, ma'am.
Like I mentioned previous, I just wanted to cover all my bases. I didn't want to get hung up where I wasn't allowed, so I requested a waiver to those 90 degrees to allow for a 75 foot radius. And there's an exhibit I provided that shows those locations as well. But moving forward, I think we'll just get clarification. And if I don't need to do waivers in the future to save everybody, including myself, some time, we will do that.
Very good, thank you. And yeah, I think at least based on your written justification, it was the pertinent section of the DPM was table 7.4.62 is where that, I believe, is where that 90 degree, 75 foot.
Yes, and that's correct. That is it, but I was just trying to find the actual table so
Oh,
I could
okay.
send this so I could show you guys. But it doesn't 74.62. I'm not far enough down.
It's okay.
But anyway, I think we've requested the waiver. If the waiver gets approved, I think it's above and beyond, like we mentioned, but I'll work with Ernest and Jay just to make sure in the future that maybe it's not necessary.
All right.
So I appreciate the conversation.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. I'm going to go ahead and close the floor for these items. I want to start first with our the request for the block length waiver, which is DHO waiver application 2025-00026. I'm going to approve the requested waiver per the requirements of the IDO because the request complies with the following. In section 6.6-6P3, 1D, as indicated and justified by the applicant, varying from the normal requirements and standards will encourage flexibility, effective use of open space, and ingenuity in design for the subdivision in accordance with the accepted principles of planning. Additionally, I find that the request complies with the following criteria 2 through 9, as enumerated in the same section. The waiver will not be material contrary to the public safety, health, or welfare. 3, that the waiver does not cause significant material adverse impacts on surrounding properties. 4, that the waiver will not hinder future planning, public right-of-way acquisition, or the financing or building of public infrastructure improvements. 5, the waiver will not conflict significantly with the goals and the provisions of any city, county, or a MAFCA adopted plan or policy, the IDO, or any other city code or ordinance. 6, the waiver will not allow, encourage, or make possible undesired development in the 100-year floodplain. Next, number 7, the waiver will not materially undermine the intent and the purpose of the IDO, the applicable zone district, or any applicable overlay zone. Next, number 8, the waiver does not allow a lot or type of development that does not meet the applicable development standards for the zone district where the lot is located, unless the deviation to such standards is within the thresholds established by subsection 14.16.64P deviations and is granted by the DHO as a part of this approval. Lastly, number 9, the waiver approved is the minimum necessary to provide the redress, to provide redress without being inconsistent with the provisions of the IDO subsection 14.16.66P. Next, as it relates to the waiver for, associated with the centerline request, the centerline radius, I'm going to approve that request per the requirements of the IDO and the DPM because the request complies with the criterion listed in section 66P3A1 of the IDO with sufficient evidential support provided by the application within the record. Specifically, I'm persuaded that the item, excuse me, that item 1D has been met based on Ms. Moyer's written explanation of how the proposal meets that particular criteria. Additionally, the request complies with all of the criteria listed in section 66P3A 2 through 9 of the IDO, in that the waiver, number 2, the waiver will not be material contrary to the public safety, health, or welfare. 3, the waiver does not cause significant material adverse impacts on surrounding properties. 4, the waiver will not hinder future planning, public right-of-way acquisition, or the financing or building of public infrastructure and improvements. 5, the waiver will not conflict significantly with the goals and provisions of any city, county, or MAFCA adopted plan or policy, the integrated development ordinance, or any other city code or ordinance. 6, the waiver will not allow, encourage, or make possible undesired development in the 100-year floodplain. 7, the waiver will not materially undermine the intent and the purpose of the IDO, the applicable zone district, or any applicable overlay zone. 8, the waiver does not allow a lot or type of development that does not meet the applicable development standards for the zone district where it is located, unless a deviation to such standard is within the thresholds established by subsection 14.16.6.4p deviations and is granted by the DHO as a part of this approval. My apologies. Number 9, the waiver approved is the minimum necessary to provide redress without being inconsistent with the provisions of IDO subsection 14.16.6.6p. And as it relates to the platting action request, I'm going to approve item number 2, PR 2024-010653, because the proposal meets the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations. Ms. Moyer, thank you. All participants, thank you for, as I have to say all that stuff.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Good seeing you. Let's take a quick, my apologies for the, my helpers here are a little upset and need to go outside. So give me 2 minutes and we will reconvene. The time is 9:53. We'll be back at 9:55.